The room itself might once have been almost anything. Storage, guest bedchamber, gods knew what. Today, like most of Povril, it was stone walls, a stubborn wooden door swollen slightly in its frame, and musty emptiness.
Thanks for pulling me out of there. If I have to answer one more question from an aristocrat, no offense, I just might scream. Or hit someone while screaming.
Widdershins.
We haven't even gotten to the hearing yet. I'm going to be testifying to all this. Why can't they all just shut up and leave me alone and wait?
If you could
Did you know that Lazare Carnot has already confessed to targeting the Delacroix, hiring the crows, all of it? But oh no, he's a patriarch, still needs a full-on formal trial, and we can't tie in the local Carnots without finding Joss first, and I'm just so sick and tired of this whole...
For an instant, Widdershins utterly froze. She couldn't breathe, couldn't think. And for that instant, a part of her wanted to respond in kind. Olgan notwithstanding, she'd been so alone for so long since Davion...
Shins?
Oh, gods. I'm an idiot. I mean, even for an idiot, I am an idiot. I have the brain of a parsnip. A parsnip who is also an idiot. Cyril, I think you've misunderstood.
Misunderstood? Shins, everything we've done together, everything we... You came to my room. You came to me for help.
Because I could trust you, and I'm glad I could.
Oh, you can trust me. Bloody fantastic.
There aren't a lot of people I do trust, Cyril. You have no idea how hard it was to make that leap, but I did. And I was right. We saved your family together.
Oh, and that's all? We were what, partners? Co-workers?
And friends?
It's not enough.
It's what we are. I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Well, praise Savora.
Cyril.
God damn it, Shins. Please. Couldn't you at least try?
Cyril, please don't make this more awkward than it is.
Only Widdershins heard Olgan's cry of warning. But she and Cyril both clearly heard the abrupt chaos from the floor below and the deafening, echoing slam of the castle doors. Widdershins and Cyril peeked through the door.
My lords and ladies, your attentions, if you would.
Downstairs, Ivan Malin, looking even larger and oilier and generally meaner than Widdershins remembered him, strode across the banquet hall to one of the food-laden tables. Around him, a dozen of the thousand crows held flintlocks and gape-barreled blunderbusses on the various clusters of suddenly horrified guests, and on the surviving guards who had been watching the Carnots. A number of those guards were already dead, cut down in the fusillade that had announced the crows' presence. A few more of Ivan's thugs were placing heavy bars across the doors they had slammed shut.
Where the hell did they come from?
Not through the front door, that's for hopping sure. Not with a small forest of guards and constables outside.
Shins, Mother's down there.
As I'm sure most of you have already figured out, you've all just volunteered to help me and my friends out with a little problem. Or in plain terms, you're hostages. Do not misunderstand me. Every damn one of you is expendable. I have plenty of spares.
Ivan drew a flintlock from his belt, waved it at the bleeding corpses of the armsmen.
Now these men were soldiers. They expect to die. And you hoity-toity bastards expect them to die.
Without pause, without so much as a change of expression, he raised the weapon and put a ball through the skull of a young noblewoman, barely older than Shins herself, who had been huddled, weeping, against a table.
I trust my message was not lost in translation.
I think we understand you just fine.
Figure she'd be the first to speak out.
Why don't you tell us what you want? So nobody else here has to die.
Lady Delacroix, human nature being what it is, I think we all know that other people are going to have to die before this is all over.
Then, none other than Joss Tremont appeared from one of the archways, Shins couldn't see which from her angle, and approached Ivan, whispered in his ear, then stepped away.
To answer your question, for now, I just want you all to gather in small groups. You'll be told where to wait, either in this hall or one of the adjoining rooms. If you run, if you protest, if you move too slowly, if you talk to one another out of turn, if I decide I don't care for your bloody fashion sense, you'll be shot. Any more questions?
One of the surviving guards raised a hand in the air.
I don't like questions either. Get a move on.
Olgan shouted in her head once more. One of the crows happened to glance their way. Widdershins grabbed Cyril by the collar and yanked him back from the door. A second later, she peered back through the crack. The man who had looked up stood beside Ivan Malin, talking low. Then, as his boss turned back to the hostages, he tapped one of his companions on the shoulder, and the two of them headed for the stairs.
All right, Cyril. So he thinks he might have seen something, but he's nowhere near sure. Probably figured it was just some stray servant, even if he did. He and his bird of a feather are coming to check, just to make certain. They don't look worried. Their guns are drawn, but they're walking casually. They're ready for trouble, but not expecting it.
So what do we do?
Don't move.
Widdershins pressed herself against the wall behind the door, leaving Cyril in the middle of the room. Olgan protested her plan with no uncertain imagery.
Yes, but it's also the best way to make sure the wrong people don't get all full of holes and dead and all that.
What?
Nothing.
But what am I...
What the?
Ah!
You're coming with us.